Hey everyone, it's Riddlebox again, and today we're going to do a product review of the Roku XD. Recently I bought the Roku XD box, and first thing I'd like to say is that we have basic cable here, and we weren't really looking to become cord cutters. We were just looking to supplement having basic cable. So if you want, you can check out the Roku site at www.roku.com. That's ROKU.com. I bought this unit at Best Buy for $79.99, and I think it was $84 with tax, somewhere around there. My first thoughts were I couldn't believe how small this unit is for, you know, an HD device that plays tons of stuff, and it's probably like 2.5 to 3 inches by 3 inches, something like that. It's very small. When you open the box, you get the device, the Roku box. You get a remote and some RCA AV cables. The XD also has wireless on it. It does not have a wired port, but just wireless. The one I bought does have an HDMI input on it, or HDMI output on it. It works great, does Netflix and other services like Amazon and Hulu Plus. What you do is you sign up for a Roku account on the website and you associate the box to that account, which is pretty close to what you do with any type of media boxes these days, Blu-rays and stuff. You know, you just associate that device to whatever account you need it to. The difference being that you get content from more than one location. The Roku actually has these channels that you can add to your Roku box. I've added many channels on it so far, and so what I've really liked is services like Popcorn Flicks, which show you movies, but you know, there are some commercials in it, which doesn't bother me. They're not real obtrusive. It's just one commercial, and you know, the only issue I have is that it's the same commercial every time. Kind of gets annoying, but you get over it quick. It's a free service showing you movies. I use Netflix and Crackle as well. There are a lot of news channels like NBC on there. MLB has a channel, and I think I heard NHL has a channel too. Those are, of course, paid subscription services, so you buy MLB.TV, and then your service works on the Roku box. I was amazed at the selection of channels you had. It would be nice, though, if Roku's website had a listing of all the private channels. You can do a search on the internet for Roku channels or private channels, and you find tons of sites that have what they call lists of channels, and you find channels that you like, and you go take the code and put it at the Roku site, and the channel code doesn't work anymore. It would be nice if there was one place that had all the codes and you could just go to it and add whatever you wanted. There's so many channels that you can add, it's really hard to explain. I mean, you got Pandora, the Disney Channel, lots of paid services, even XXX services I've seen on there. My wife and I both have Android phones, and we installed the Roku remote control app, which works fantastic. It connects to the Roku, and you have your phone sitting there. You can change channels, fast forward, pause, all that stuff. You have to be on the same Wi-Fi network as the Roku box, of course, to control it. My wife is actually using the Roku box for Netflix and other services more than our Blu-ray players because she likes the interface to Netflix better. She says that just getting around the Netflix channel is much easier, and we have to kind of fight for it now. I did find a Myth TV channel for it that will supposedly play Myth TV content. Looks like you have to add a Roku folder to your Myth Web folder. I haven't really looked into it too much because I no longer have a Myth box. All in all, I'm real happy with the Roku box and would recommend it to anyone to supplement their basic cable package. I think it really goes hand in hand with a basic cable package or an HD antenna where you get your network channels, but still get a lot of the extra content for free or for a reasonable price. I will say that I would like to try Hulu Plus and see if I can slowly wean myself from cable or HD antenna, but I kind of doubt it because of the way the cable companies are right now in the US. Since I get my internet from our cable company, which is Charter, if I get a basic digital television package with my internet package, I actually get two of them for a cheaper price than I do if I just get the internet package, which is just crazy that that happens. But so right now we have basic cable, and the Roku box really does help, with other stuff. So I'd like to end by saying that I know I've mentioned there are a few channels with the Roku, but there are really, really so many more of them, and I know I haven't touched all of them, and I'm sure in the coming weeks I'll find more and more of them. But if you guys know of any channels or would like to start a discussion about channels, feel free to email me at james.middendorf@gmail.com. That's James, James, dot Middendorf, MiddenDorff, @gmail.com. And I am on Google Plus as well. So thanks, and if there's anything, let me know. And please, everybody, create some HPR content. Thanks. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.